皆さん、こんにちは。自分自身の生き方や美しさを大切にするポッドキャスト You Do You へようこそ。私、ユーナとハナが一女性として日本で暮らすにあたり感じることをガールズトークしていきます。みんな違ってみんないい、そんな楽しい社会を目指しながら、真面目なトピックからエクサイティングなものまでお送りしていきます。なかなか気づけないこと、普段から気になっていたこと、一瞬立ち止まって一緒に考えてみませんか？
Hi, welcome to You Do You, a podcast about honoring your most beautiful, authentic self. We don't live in a one-size-fits-all world. We dance to the beat of our own drum. We embrace what's human and what makes life interesting. Yuna and I are here to discuss what this means when it comes to living in Japan.
Hello everyone, 皆さんこんにちは。Welcome back to You Do You.今日このエピソードを収録しているのは5月8日、日本で母の日です。ということで、リリースする頃には終わってしまっていますが、世界中のお母さんたち、いつもご苦労様です。今日はそんな母というより、両親、家族についてのエピソードをお送りいたします。In Japan, May 8th, which is the day we are recording this, is Mother's Day. Big hug to all the moms out there, even though it's past Mother's Day, because every single day should be Mother's Day.So today, Hannah and I will be talking about episodes related to our mother or most of parents and family in general, and the pressure we feel and how it gets complicated as we grow up.
So complicated.
Yeah, it does become complicated. Like when you're in high school or elementary school, middle school, like there's not as much things to be complicated as now because like it might, I mean, like, you know,There was a lot of complication even back then, but I think the options for us as we get older, like to quit work or like, you know, to get married or to get not married or like to start our own business or to live here, go in a different country, like the options just get bigger and bigger. So I think, you know, sometimes that bonds the relationship with your family, but sometimes it can also complicate the relationship with our family.Depending on those options, I think.
Yeah, that's true. I guess like, yeah, I guess when you're still living with your parents and you're mainly dependent on them, they have much, a much larger say in all your decision making and things like that. But when you leave the nest, you have to go out there into the big bad world and make all your decisions yourself. I imagine that's also, I wonder whether that's a relief for parents. Like, oh, thank goodness, otsukaresama desu.
I've done my job kind of thing. But I think it's also hard. Because they've raised us like financially and mentally for 20 years, let's say.It's something they have done for 20 years. But then on after these 20 years go, it's not like they can suddenly be like, okay, I'm not going to give a shit about my child anymore. You know, there's always going to be your child. So I think it's hard for them to also change the way that they communicate with us. Like, if it's as a person or as a parent, like, the balance becomes very difficult for them as well because they've always been...our parent, our moms, for so long, it's hard for them to let go and to make us make our own decisions, even though they know that it's not going to be easy from time to time. I think, I mean, at least in my situation, I think my parents have a really hard time, like, letting go of me, like, even after I've left the nest.
でもなんか実家に連れてそういうなんか関係がちょっと変化するよね、両親との。Like, it's like, what can I say? What can I not say? What do I have the right to say? Maybe they thought like, oh, you know, when you're little, her life is my life. But then it's actually, no, your life is your life. Maybe your values become different and all these things. Maybe they don't agree with what you're doing anymore, which can be tough. But how are you guys now?
To be honest, I think it's still complicated because we don't really share very similar values in life anymore, both work and for private life, especially with my mom. I'd say she tends to go the safer way, like the path that has been gone by a lot of people, you know, like the majority. Like she likes to go that way. As for me, like, with my work as well, like, I don't think much people here in Japan has chosen the country, Sri Lanka, as a place to open their own business. And, like, I'm 33 and I'm still single. I don't have kids. And I think, like, some of, and, like, I've decided to freeze my eggs and I've done the process. I think some of the things that I do, like, I do a lot of things that people don't tend to choose. So in that way, I think my mom and I have really, really different values. And I don't think she wants I don't think she wants to intentionally hurt me, but at the same time, it's very difficult for her to support me from time to time because it's not a path that she would choose if she were in my place. What about
I
you?
think, oh, I was gonna say, I think also, like, it's difficult for probably, for her if she's worried about you and she can't offer you the advice because it's a, like you said, it's a different path. She doesn't have any experience with it, so it probably scares her a little bit. What you're choosing, because yeah, it's not the done thing. But then again, it goes to show what a freaking legend you are.
Yeah, but what about
Okay.
you? Like with your mom, like your mom is in a different country and you decided to come to Japan and you have your work in the UK, but did that complicate your relationship or did it bond it?
I think in our families, me and my mom are the boken suru type, isn't it? So, it's more like from my dad, which is more that kind of like ante lifestyle, you know what I mean? Like, my sister's a bit more like that too, but like, my mom moves countries all the time. Ever since I was little, or even before I was born, she was changing jobs. She's had many different careers. So, yeah, we call and we chat a lot, and it's not a big deal. Of course, I wish I could see her more. Even when I'm in the UK, we have a great time living together. We cook together. We both do kind of, I guess, like, remote style work. We work for, both of us work for ourselves. So we cook and we make sure we have a hot lunch together. So that even if later in the day we go to the dance studio, not together, but separately. So she'll go to salsa and I'll go to like heels or hip hop or something. Yeah, we're quite similar. We're quite similar. So it's not really a thing. So big up my mum.
Yeah, but I can really tell that, like, from your social media and stuff. I feel like you and your mom is really close.
Yeah, it's really nice, because I guess, like, I think that's also why I'm really impressed by you, because, like, for me, although, yeah, none of my family are doing exactly what I'm doing, I still have someone or an example, that I can look to and say, okay, well, whatever happens, if I fail, I can still catch myself and land on my feet and find something else, and that's okay. Whereas in your situation, with both of your parents being more traditional, it might be a little bit harder to have the confidence to approach everything with as much energy and with as much like diligence as you do. So I think that's very cool. That's why you're a
Arigato.
legend.
But as you
Zen.
just said, like, I think because my parents are more of the traditional side and I don't have any siblings, so sometimes when I want to make big decisions and I want to consult somebody, I do feel very lonely from time to time when that is not in my family member. Like, I have so many friends that I can consult, like, including you, of course, when it becomes to big life decisions and such. But sometimes I wish it was my mom or dad.
Of course,
But
that's natural.
So I think, like, if I were to have my own child and if I were to become a parent one day, I think that's one thing that I want to definitely realize. Like, I want to be there for my child when he or she wants to consult about something big about their life. Like, I do want to be there, like, opening up for any kind of, talk. So Yeah, that's something that I couldn't do with my parents as I grew older. So it's something that I do want to do when I become a parent, I think.
I think that's really, yeah. I think it's an interesting one because, like, you see in family situations, familial patterns repeating themselves over years and years and years, right? So, this is the kind of work that we do. And then, these are the people we are. Or, for example, if there's violence in the family, if the parents are violent, then it's more likely that the children will be violent to their children, and it kind of continues that way. So to be able to be someone, regardless, whatever behavior it is that is prevalent in the chain, or from like said I from generation to generation, to be able to be the person who like says, actually, I want to do things different. I think it takes a lot more energy and a lot more power, and it's a very beautiful thing. So it's all beautiful. So I have okay. So just so that because for people maybe who don't know us so well, what do you think some of your default settings would be from your parents? So what kind of things did they do with you? Are these things that, because I know your mum runs, for example, they're quite sporty, right? So are the things that you used to do together, or that you were influenced by your parents to do, th things that are kind of unconsciously programmed into you?
Yeah, so some default settings that my parents passed on to me, I would say, as you also mentioned, I think one of the things is sports. Not to, not to like become fit or anything. I mean, like we do become fit with sports, but that's not like the objective. I think it's more about the mental. And that's something that my mom passed on to me. Like she was saying the whole reason that she does marathon is because there's just so much shit going on in life in general. But when you do like a whole full marathon, it's just so hard. You think that all these, little things in life that bothered you, like they're just so little compared to, a whole full marathon. So it kind of, that kind of makes you stronger. And like in life in general, it's like when you're not even running, like it makes you stronger, like mental wise. And when she told me that, like I also became a runner afterwards, and I didn't really understand what she was saying, but after 10 years of running, I do feel that it's not about becoming healthy or changing your body, but it's more about trying to sustain a healthy mental. So that's one thing. And the second thing is financial things, like the financial value. We have something similar, is that like growing up, like my parents didn't really like buy me things that I wanted, like product stuff. It's not like we didn't have the money, but they wouldn't really be easy on like buying things like brand stuff like bags and clothes and things like that. But at the same time, they would never hesitate to spend money like on education or going abroad or like for experiences or like going to cram school and things like that. So what they've told me is that it's not that we don't have money, but we don't want to spoil you and we don't want to just keep on paying for like these products and items that you might not be using in a year time, but we want to invest it on experience that we know that it's going to, it's going to last. Like even if it's, a 1 month cram school session, we know that it's going to affect you for a lifelong thing. Like it's going to be a lifelong experience thing. So that's what they've been telling me. And I think that's something that I want to do for my child as well. Like I don't want to like easily buy stuff, but when they want to say like, when they say something like, I want to study abroad, or let's say I want to start road biking, so I want, a bicycle for experience or, something like that, then I would happily invest in that. So I think like these financial values is also something that they passed on to me.
Those are really good core things to have though.
Yeah.
And I can see how they're very much part of you and the way you live your life. Like saying it, I'm like,
Yeah.
ah, oh, task on you.
I mean, I don't want to be the reverse, like buying a lot of things for my child, but at the end, like if the child says, I want to go to this school, I don't want to say like, oh, but honey, we don't have the money for you to go to that school. So, yeah. What about you? Is there a default setting that your parents pass on to you?
Studying education.
Oh.
I think, but again, like it's funny, I have a tutoring company, but if I'm really honest, like I never had any tutors when I was little. And I just, yeah, I just studied really hard, always. It
Wow,
was,
that's
you know,
why
my
you're
dad.
so koshkoy.
いっぱい勉強したのに何も知らない。
そんなことないよ。I think you're really intelligent.
Oh man, I think so. Like the thing that my dad used to always say, like I think from even he says it now sometimes. He's like, "There's three important things in life: play good piano, which I don't do anymore. read good books." And be nice to Ojiichan and Obaachan. So yeah, I don't know. Like, sorry. I think. Yeah. So I think piano was a big thing. Music was always a big thing for him. And again, I'm glad that I did it. But then also, it was kind of slightly traumatic. Yeah, piano was traumatic, man.
Why was it traumatic?
Because as a little kid, I didn't want to practice, and then like my dad would, there was a lot of like screaming and shouting, and yeah. And then I remember when I was six, I was like, I don't want to do this anymore, I quit. So I quit for like a year, but then I got hoaxed into playing it again. And I did in the end, like even when my dad had moved back to the to Japan. I continued playing, but it was more for like myself, and I had to finish it. I think that I do have. Well, if I start something, I'm pretty gung-ho, like I have to see it through to the end and do the best that I can.
You
So
start something
that's,
until you finish it.
yeah. I've got to see it all the way through. I can't be like chuto hampa. I have to, you know. So I did end up doing my in England you have like 8 grades for piano. And after the 8 grades you can either do like diploma to become a teacher or a concert pianist. I think I was like 16 when I did the grade 8, and I failed by 3 marks, and I never touched the piano again. But yeah, so I guess, so yeah, studying a lot, seeing three things through. I probably didn't enjoy reading that much as a kid, but I love reading now. And I guess from my mum, it's the creative values. So not to take everything as face value. So, you know, what if? And kind of questioning things, and why do things have to be the certain way? Could we try something else? Kind of thing. So a bit more of that openness is probably there from my mum, I would say. Yeah.
What are the things that you would like to kind of pass on if you had children then?
I guess a lot of it comes from what I do with the kids now. So, I would like my kids to know that their value isn't in the grades that they get. That as long as they try their best, that's all I can ever ask. I'd like my children to I would to, to I guess it's like a growth mindset thing, to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. So knowing that when okay, so like when you're like ticking everything, it feels like kimochi, right? Like, oh yeah, I got it all right. But that's not true learning. So actually it's when we're uncomfortable and things feel maybe a little bit more challenging or icky, that's when we're learning. So to be okay, that, you know, that feeling is okay. And, you know, to have the confidence and the ability to start new things and to try things. And I think that's what I would like them to do. And I guess as well with like money as well, like being, not that I'm great at money, but you know, having some sort of idea of what to do with your finances, what to prioritize, what to not prioritize. Like you said, I think that's quite important too.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So my next question to you.
Yeah.
What are some things you absolutely do not want to repeat?
You mean like when I have children, right?
Yeah.
I would, so maybe like you, the people who are listening to this might have already kind of guessed by now, but I think my parents are more kind of control. They like to control how I live unintentionally. Like if they're not doing it intentionally, but they are very, they do have a tendency to control a lot of things, especially my mother. And with that, like I was able to avoid a lot of mistakes and being hurt thanks to that. But at the same time, because I don't want to fear mistakes anymore, I do what I want to do. So because she's a little bit controllative, sometimes we get into arguments because of that, because I don't listen to that anymore and I do what I want to do. So when I have children, like even if I know that's not a wise decision or he or she might fail, I really don't want to be the one controlling him or her. So I want my child to try to lay out his or her path by himself or herself instead of me giving the options or the answers too easily. So, but you know, it's very difficult because, so basically my mom has given me a lot of options in the past, like this is what you have to do, this is the correct answer, this is how you have to live. And I've been obeying that for so long. And then once I've become an adult, I've, you know, put question marks to that and I started doing what I want to do, which was actually the reverse of what she has been, you know, proposing to me. So that's why I don't want to lay out any options or answers to my child from the beginning. But at the same time, it's difficult because I don't do anything for my child, there is a possibility that my child might think he or she is not loved or paid attention to as much as he or she wanted to. I mean, this is really hard because...
But I guess that's a love language thing though, isn't it? It's how you express it.
I mean, like even not with my child, like I don't have children now, but like even with my staff members, saying like there was this one staff, I was telling her like you have to do this thing like this way, this way, this way, and being a little bit of a control person to her. But there was one time that she told me, can you let go a little bit because I want you to trust me more and there are things that I want to do it my way. And I thought, oh, so that's how she wanted me to interact with her. So then with another staff, like there was a new staff from this year, so with her I decided to kind of let go and let her do it her own way. And I didn't interfere at all and I didn't tell her anything and I just said, I like do it as you want and let me know the results and I'll, you know, give you feedback. And then for this girl, like there was one day that she told me, like, can you try to be more detailed about what I have to do with my task, because, you know,
she doesn't know.
You let me do as I wanted to, but yeah, it's just too guidance. Much responsibility all at once. So she needed guidance and such. So I thought, even when it's not with children, like even with like work staff members, this balance is so hard and I'm still learning on the way as well. And I think it also depends on the person. Like this first staff, I think she wanted more, you know, of her own space, whereas this second staff wanted more detailed, you know, structure and such. So there's no correct answer with this, but there is, you know, like from my experience, I don't really want to be the control mom when I have children, but I do hope like that it doesn't become like she or he doesn't feel loved or anything.
Well, I guess there's, I guess your mom's love language is making sure that, I mean, although it might not feel it sometimes, especially when it's stuff that you don't agree with, but it's to get you to do what she thinks is good for you. Because for her, maybe she's like, oh, you're going down such a path where everything is so, like, there's so much unclarity, and she doesn't know where it's going. So she's like, oh, this path is safe.
Yeah.
You know, you have to come over here because I know this will be good for you. And you're like, no, leave me alone. Stop trying to control me. She's like, no, but please come here. It'll be good for you. I know it will. That's her love language. Yeah. That's her trying to say, like, I care about you. I love you.
It's not, like, intentionally to bully me or anything. I totally understand that. So that's why it's complicated when you tell that to your mother, like, this is something that I don't want you to do. Because, you know, the parents, they're doing it out of love. So when the child said that's not something that they want, you know, it can lead to, like, a fight. Or, you know, the communication is really hard because love is there, I guess.
Yeah.
So, なんかその親子関係で 逆に自分が子供ができた時に繰り返したくないことは? っていう質問に対して私は結構、まあ良くも悪くも割とこう支持され できたというか、なんかこう、特に10代、20代前半とかは、まあ選択肢はこれとこれとこれ、こうするべきなんじゃないか、こうしなさいって結構、コントロールされがちだった中で、やっぱりこう、海外に行きたい、途上国に行きたい、起業したい、でもなんか、まだ結婚もしたくないっていう中で、割といばらの道を自分の心に従うと歩きがちっていうので、結構そこで、 価値観の乖離っていうのがあった。で、そこの価値観の乖離があるからこそ、まあなんか、こう、相談とかしたい時にできなかったっていう経験もあったし、だから逆に自分が子供ができたら、どんな道を歩くことも、こう、とりあえずオープンに良しとしてあげたいし、だから変にこれとこれとこれしなさい、選択肢はこれだ、こういうふうにした方がいいんじゃないのっていう、 こう指示出しをあんまりしないで育てていきたいっていうのは結構強く思いとしてあって、でも逆にそれ反面教師にそれをやりすぎが故に、全然自分の親はこう興味を持ってくれないし、なんか僕もしくは私はなんか愛されてないんじゃないかって思われないかなっていう不安になる時もまああるかなっていう難しいバランスが難しいかなって思う。花はなんかその逆に自分はこうしたくないとかって
It's probably the same as you. I think more from my dad's side, I always get like, you should be doing this. Why aren't you doing this? I think it's just the Japanese way, man.
I think so. Should we just generalize it like that? Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're working with a very small pool. We've got 3 out of 4 parents in our situation.
The three
parents that we're probably discussing just happen to be Japanese and also happen to eat quite Japanese, like katai.
Yeah. Kangai kata. Yeah.
I think sometimes a lot of it's coming from a good place. I want the best for you. I want you to be okay. I want you to have children, because if you don't have children, you're going to regret it. I want you to be more stable. I want you to settle down, because, you know, that's what the appropriate thing would be to do. So it's, you know, wanting the best for your child, but not necessarily understanding that A, it's a different time. It's a different, things have moved on. Well, not say that, like, but I'm not the only one who's being left behind in this situation. I strongly feel like all of my friends are still in the same boat. So it's a different, tendency in our age group. And then also, you know, what you want, if you were to do life again through my shoes, is not the same as what I want. We're not the same people. So I think it would be more about supporting what it is that they want. But it's difficult because, of course, like, you know, when you have children, I think a lot of people, it's very natural to have like a desire to, you know, you imagine how you lived your life, all the things that you enjoyed, and that's what you would want for your children, right? So you'd think, oh, I love books. I love my stable household. I love you know, studying or working at this kind of place. I've loved having a family. So that's what I want for them. I think, you know, you want good things for the people that you love. So that makes sense if you think about it that way. But it's just, you are not, or I am not them and they're not me kind of thing.
Yeah. You're like, you just, I mean, like, you are family, but at the end of the day, you are a different person.
100%. So last question, do you find the people that you choose to be around you? So let's say if you have any friends who are older, so it's like kind of like senpai という関係, or like kind of like auntie, uncle kind of 関係, are they different? Are they like the people that if you could choose your parents, would they, are they more like the people that you would choose as your parents?
The people, like the older people that I surround myself with, I wouldn't necessarily say that I wish they would be more of like my parent kind of person, because like I mean, I guess like because at the end of the day, they're my friends, or they're my business related friends and such, so I wouldn't say I would kind of think of them as my parents. But sometimes like when I'm at my friend's house and I meet their parents, I would definitely not say I want to trade my parents, but sometimes I would feel like I wish my parents were able to think like my friend's parents as well, or even vice versa. Like if my friend was having a hard time with her parents and I go to her house and actually witness that, then I would think like, oh, like I'm really thankful that my parents are able to think like this and this and treat me like this and this instead of that. So I think, you know, sometimes I do, like, in both good and bad ways, I do compare my parents with not my friends, but my friends' parents, I'd
say. It's weird, though. Like, the only thing that I have that compare, because I think with, like, marriage and children, all the stuff becoming such a thing, I think that's the only thing that I feel has been really impacted. Like, I think it, in my, you know, my aunts, my uncles, no one's married. My grandparents didn't stay married. My Japanese ones did. But, like, the Dutch side didn't stay married. Like, my parents didn't stay married. So, like, when everyone's saying, marry, 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 I'm like, but do I really want to? What's the point? Kind of thing. So I think that has, you know, because that's had a big influence in terms of like, you know, having certain like, oh, this is what a parent should be like, or this, it's not anything to do with their, or so much to do with like their values or how they raised us. It's more like, oh, because of that, I don't feel that this whole like signing a contract and getting married is, has any point. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally get it. I think なんかいろんな価値観に家族内で触れることで自分の価値観も変わっていく。で、その、まあ、いわゆる伝統的な日本の家族だけの中でこうずっと生きてて、そういう考え方を両親も親戚もしてたら、まあ、自分もそこにしか触れてないからそうなるし、でも逆に日本人の家族でもこう考え方がすごいフレキシブルで、まあ、いつまでに結婚しなきゃいけないとか、そもそもないよとか、結婚が全てじゃないとか、まあ、いろんな考え方がある。ないしはその花みたいにそもそも結婚してない人たちが家族の中にいっぱいいる。もう離婚も良しとするっていう感覚にずっと触れてたら、自分自身もやっぱそういう感覚になっていくから、なんかどんな価値観にこう触れてきていくか、その家族内でっていうのも結構考え方を変えていくなと思った。
I feel like this has been a therapy episode. ごめんなさいね。なんか日本語喋る。すごいなんか英語だけの。
So. It's a therapy episode. We can say this is a therapy episode. そう、やっぱり家族で友達とか仕事の関係の人と違くて、やっぱりこう もちろん切り離せない存在で、もちろん多分ね、まあもちろん人にもよると思うけど、多大なる愛がある関係で、でも家族だから愛さなくちゃいけないっていう、家族だからっていうのもまた違う。やっぱその人だからっていうのが前提としてあるし、なんかやっぱりこう大人になるにつれ、こう、イントロのところでも言ったんだけど、やっぱ大人になるにつれ、家族関係ってすごくこう、強くなっていくか、すごい複雑化していくか、まあ、ないしは両方っていうので、結構やっぱりこう家族について考える時間っていうのは私も30代入ってから増えてきたので、まあっていう意味でこの今花がセラピーエピソードみたいになったけど、って言ってたけど、まあ私たちも結構まだまだ答えはそこは出てなくって、恵まれてる方ではあると思うんですけど、やっぱりこう悩むことも多々ある中で自分がじゃあ子供ができたらってなったら、やっぱりね、まだまだ悩み続けると思うし、っていうので、まあ、そんな中でも、こう、悩みが多い世の中で、答えがない家族のあり方とか、まあ、特に親子のあり方って答えがない中で、日々、そこで、一生懸命やっている、まあ、すべてのお母さん、そしてお父さんたちに、まあ、改めて、ご苦労様ですと、ありがとうございますっていうのを伝える会になってたら幸
And
い
all the
です。
children too.
Yeah, definitely all the children
Yeah.
too.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. See you soon.
Thank
Bye.
you. See you. Bye.